师父上人，各位法师，各位居士，我是恒君。刚才听到这个高德福的故事呢，那个时候呢，高德福到三元寺是哪一天呢？就是浴佛节那一天。
Venerable Master, Dao Masters, and all good knowing advisors, we just heard about, or began to listen to the story of Gao Defu, and this reminded me about, actually, Gao Defu was at Three Conditions Monastery on the day of the Bathing Buddha's, on Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday.
那么再过两天呢，就是浴佛节，那接着万佛城，一年一度的盛事，就是万佛宝忏举行。
So in 2 days, we will be celebrating the Bathing the Buddha ceremony, which is one of the major ceremonies that we have at the city of 10,000 Buddhas.
那么这个浴佛跟拜忏呢，我们都先要有一个这个恭敬心，一个忏悔心。那么恭敬心从哪里来呢？忏悔心又从哪里来呢？
So in bathing the Buddha and in taking part in repentance ceremony,there are two essentials. One is to be respectful, and two is to be repentful. Where do these qualities come from?
那么一般人都知道呢，他如果要这个斋天要供天的时候呢，就像国王他要向天呢这个祈祷的时候呢。他要斋戒沐浴，那么我们佛教徒呢，当然在这个浴佛之前呢，在这个拜忏之前呢，自己呢也要打理好自己，也要清净自己的身心，这是第一步。
So similar to like kings or emperors who prior to a certain event that they make offerings to the gods.They observe vegetarianism and cleanse their body. So in our situation, prior to bathing the Buddha or in taking part in a repentance ceremony, we want to cleanse our body and mind.
那所以呢，在浴佛之前，那希望大家呢都能够这个身心清净的来参加这个法会。那么身呢，也就把这个自己呢就是沐浴。然后换清净的衣服，这是一个身的表现。那心呢，是用这个一心的这个恭敬这个心呢，来到道场参加这个法会，心里边呢没有贪嗔痴，一心呢就是为了这个礼敬佛而来。
So before the ceremony or the repentance ceremony, we should purify or cleanse our body and mind. Practically, it means for the body, it would be to change our clothes or to take a shower and to change into clean clothes. And in terms of the mind, we have to attend and come to the ceremony with a sincere mind. We want to be rid of our greed, hatred, and ignorance.And to sincerely focus on our bowing.
那浴佛节呢，实际上呢，在我们佛教的徒来说呢，就是我们的圣诞节。因为这一天呢，佛出世，我们人这个世界上的众生呢，终于有了光明，有了希望，有了学习的导师。
The Buddha ceremony.Is just like Christmas, just like Christmas Day. The Buddha was born on this day, and the Buddha's birth brought light, hope, and a guide to the world.
那么今年的五月呢，在各方面的这个有些很多预言啊，或者很多 这个目前的情况呢，有很多灾难，有很多苦难。那么在这个时候呢，我们好好的诚心能够拜万佛忏呢，这个机会呢，我们真的要好好的把握，发大诚心来拜忏，这是很重要的，为这个世界呢祈求和平，为我们自己呢祈求平安。
So, in this month of May, and there have been all kinds of predictions and news of calamities, lots of sufferings all throughout the world. We are lucky to be here, and we need to sincerely and to take this opportunity to sincerely bow for world peace and internal peace.
那么很多人呢是一年一度来到万佛城参加这个法会。那么我们呢在万佛城常住的人呢是年年呢除非有特别因缘呢年年呢也都能够这个参加法会。可是有时候我们是不是要想一想今年的我跟去年我有什么不同呢？那我当然像我呢我当然有不同了，体重又重了一点，这是我的不同，那这表示我业障又多了很多，很惭愧。那各位呢没有这个烦恼。
So some people here today are especially here or especially here for this bowing repentance, or would only come here once a year. And some of us live here and have the opportunity to take part in this session yearly. We should ask ourselves, how am I different from last year? As for me, I've certainly increased in weight and accumulated more karma.And I'm very repentful of this.
我从来没有为我的体重呢求过佛。去年玉佛节呢，我就发心愿，就跟佛说：“佛，您太慈悲了，那么也慈悲我，希望我能够减肥。”这是我去年发的在玉佛节发的愿。那么眼看了一年，这个愿望呢似乎是越来越远。那可见呢，不是佛不慈悲，是我呢是自己的业障太重了。
So, as for me, one of the things that I have asked the Buddha's help for is that I lose weight, that he bestows his compassion for me to lose some weight. That was my wish from last year. Unfortunately, I have not lost weight. Does it mean the Buddha is not compassionate? No, it's just that my karma is heavy.
在拜万佛忏的时候呢大家都非常真的很认真。我常说这是我们万佛城里面全民运动，所有的老老少少大家能够来拜佛呢，有时候没办法呢自己呢再补功课来参加这个法会，真的是大家都一心呢都在拜佛。
So I believe all of us here are very sincere and will sincerely bow the 10,000 Buddha's repentance. And all, everyone from all walks of life, old and young, it's like a community sports day where we'll all sincerely bow to the 10,000 Buddha's repentance.
可是呢中间休息20分钟呢就散掉了。大家上厕所或是休息时候呢就开始讲话了。然后讲完话了又回来忏悔，那所以呢一边在忏悔一边又造业这样子。所以呢建议各位呢如果不是有特别状况呢除非这个非要上厕所之外呢尽量呢中间时间呢在大殿打坐。在打坐的时候啊其实这个时候呢正是佛光照耀你的时候。因为我们在拜佛的时候是在动，那这个时候你静坐呢这个时候呢在动中呢这个又变成静呢，这个时候呢，你更能够体验佛的智慧、佛的慈悲、佛的光芒照射着你。
Unfortunately, some of us during the 20 minutes break will often be lax. So apart from going using the restroom, we may chatter or talk. And so In other words, our cycle is we repent, and then the next we'll create karma. So I would suggest that besides going to the restroom, we should take this 20-minute break to meditate. That is, the bowing routine is a form, is a movement, and then when you meditate, you can be still. So with the Buddha's light shining upon us in quietude, we can increase our wisdom.
那拜万佛忏的书圣呢，在这一期的金刚菩提海五月份的金刚菩提海呢，有刊登上人有关于万佛忏的开示。那各位呢，有机会呢，可以到流通处去请这一期的杂志。那么当然，在午间的时候呢，我们经常每一年都会听到这个录音带呢不断在流转。 就告诉我们，商人呢不断告诉我们，要这个珍惜拜万佛忏的时间，这个机缘呢要好好珍惜，因为这个是非常殊胜的。In
this month's Vajrabodhi Sea, there is an article about by the master on the causes and conditions or the beginning of the 10,000 Buddha's repentance. And how this is such a unique and very special ceremony. At the same time, throughout these next few weeks, we'll also be listening to talks whereby the master will encourage us and to exhort us to appreciate this opportunity to bow to the 10,000 Buddha's repentance.
那么在拜忏期间呢，你可能有种种情况。第一种呢。 一直在哭，也不晓得哪来那么多眼泪，就是哭。那曾经有一个人就这么哭呢，师父就跟他讲说，你去给你的祖先写牌位，他们求超度。啊，这是哭。你在这个段期间哭的原因呢，有一个是祖先，你要给祖先写牌位。
So during the 10,000 Buddha's repentance, oftentimes people may have to face all kinds of states. For example, previously there's someone who would just cry all the time. Tears just kept falling with no reason. And the master's advice for this person is to set up a plaque for his or her ancestors.
也是哭，但是呢，哭的心里呢非常的这个欢喜啊，有种清净的安宁。那么这个呢，就是我们业障呢，在这个佛光铸造中，在我们忏悔中呢，逐步的这个消融，这是一个非常可喜的现象。In
another situation, it might also be crying, but this is cries of joy and peace. This may be a sign where our karma is being cleansed with the help of the Buddha's light and compassion.
那么也有一种情形呢，你就非常想睡觉。我曾经真的有这种状况，我记得那时候，这个正在准备三坛大戒的时候，1995年，每拜下去就在睡觉，而且在做梦。然后我也不晓得，也许别人拜不到拜几拜，我又爬起来，可是再拜下去又在睡觉，然后又在做梦。 那个真的业障啊，真是深沉的，让你就是昏昏噩噩的。人在大殿呢，可是人呢，就是在睡梦中醒过来，然后又做梦，这样子就是轮番上阵，自己呢真是苦不堪言。In
another state, we may be sleepy. I personally have had a similar experience, which is during my ordination. Period. So every time when I have to bow, I will fall asleep and have dreams, and the cycle will repeat over and over again.
那么也有一种情形呢，就是很烦，想发脾气，很多状况呢都让你非常的不高兴。这个呢也是我们业障现前，让我们呢离开大殿，哎，出去真是。 松口气了，一进大殿呢，烦死了。那这是什么原因呢？这是业障现前。
In another situation, one may feel very afflicted and would like to give rise to a temper. Everything makes you unhappy or dissatisfied. The result of these is oftentimes you will give rise to the feeling of leaving the Buddha hall. Why does this occur? It's because of our karma.
那么还有一种呢，就是法会期间呢生病了，受伤了。那我们这个呢，其实呢就是我们业障现前，然后重罪轻受。那么这个都是呢我们要了解，不然说，哎呀，早知道我在家里多平安呐，来这边还受伤了，哎，来这边胡端端就发病了，那其实呢也是这个要了这个业。那借大家一起共修的力量呢，其实这个业已经轻受了。
In another occasion, it may be that someone gets ill or gets injured during the ceremony. You can say that this is like that you have heavy karma, but is relief in a light way.
那么有些人呢说，哎呀，我拜万佛忏拜好几年了，什么感应都没有，也没看到光，也没见到这个闻到香，别人又是看到佛来了，我什么都没看到，我就看到那前面那几个讨厌鬼在那边。那么这个呢，实际上呢，其实你能每一年拜完这个万佛忏呢，每一年来参加万佛忏呢，你都应该觉得自己很可喜。这个世间这个时候有多少人能够来拜万佛忏呢？你是众生最幸福的代表之一，来到万佛城，所以不要生气，不要动动了烦恼，要用欢喜感恩的心参加法会。
On another occasion, one may feel, oh, I've been here to bow the 10,000 Buddha's repentance for many, many years, but I've had no response. I've not seen light. I've not smelled incense. I've not smelled the incense, the fragrant incense. Neither have I seen the Buddha. All I have seen is the three person ahead of me that I dislike. You should not think this way. For us to have the opportunity to bow is very rare and inconceivable. Think about it. How many people in this world have this chance? In fact, we are actually representatives of living beings, and we should not get angry and really appreciate this opportunity to bow to in repentance.
那么大法会呢，我们最常看到呢，就是排位的事情。那么红的延伸排位，黄的超度排位。那么有些人常问我说，哎，就对于这个延伸排位跟超度排位，我到底写哪个排位好啊？经常呢，有时候不晓得是该写哪一个。
So it is common that in these big Dharma assemblies, one will see plaque set up in both the rebirth and long life hall. And oftentimes, the question that is asked is, which kind of plaque should I set up?
那我自己呢，就做一个比喻，那么也许不够成熟，那各位呢，也许有更好的这个见解呢，那也可以提供给大家。那我的看法呢，这个延伸排位呢是赚钱，超度排位呢是还钱。
So I will attempt to kind of answer in my perspective, but I would but others are also feel free to kind of answer this question. To me, long life plaques are 赚钱。
可见法师没赚过钱，英文不会讲。
Are to gain wealth or to gain money, and the rebirth plaques are to repay your debts.
那么佛光铸造你，那增加你的 lucky， 增加你的福报，这是你赚钱了。那么我忏悔业障，过去我做错事情， 不论是对人或对事，我深深的发忏悔心。那么我今天这个钱我可以来供养三宝，我可以佛光铸造，但是我要用这个钱呢来忏悔，来弥补我所做错的事情。那么这个时候还钱。
So, with the long life plaques, we have the Buddha's light shining upon us, and this can increase our auspiciousness. And then with the rebirth plaques, it's like we are repaying our karma, and in this sense,
往生牌位就是对我们过去所做错的事情忏悔弥补。
Okay, so with the rebirth plaque is that we can repay our wrongdoings or the karma that we've created in the past. So that's why we.
So. 弥补补偿。
Okay, so we are.Okay, we make amends for it.
那么上人呢，曾经在这个可能是1977年左右啊，这个时间呢，我刚刚没办法查到。那么有一次呢，上人呢借着一个法会呢，就跟弟子们讲说，这个法会呢要超度每一个人的无量劫以来的冤亲债主，希望他们到极乐世界，然后不要扰乱这个修道的人。
So, there's one time, the Venerable Master in one of the great Dharma assembly, I think it's in it's about 1977, but I'm not too sure, that he exhort everyone to cross over their past debtors and creditors.
所以呢，师父说呢，你们要好好观想自己这个无量劫以来的生生世世父母祖先，还有冤亲债主呢，愿他们早日超度。然后往生极乐世界，这样子呢，每个人身心呢都会清净，那修习这个无上菩提呢，也就容易多了。
He also asks us to contemplate that our ancestors and past debtors and creditors, and vow for them to be reborn in Amitabha land, and
身心清净。
And can purify their body and mind and walk the Bodhi path.
那师父说呢，这个什么叫做业呢？那么这个业呢，就是让你不高兴，让你总有无量无边的烦恼，这就是业，也就是魔业。
The master explained what is karma?Karma makes you unhappy and have limitless afflictions.
那所以呢，想要超度父母祖先，想要超度冤亲债主呢，就要拿出诚心来。有诚心呢，才有感应。
So if we would like to cross over our ancestors or our past debtors and creditors, we have to be sincere. Only with sincerity, can we, get a response.
那么很多人呢，虽然学习佛法呢，他从来没有超度过冤亲债主，因为他觉得我每天拜佛，这功德已经够大了，那我自己这样念念回向呢就可以了。所以呢，他从来没有超度过自己的业障。
So, many people may not have set up plaques or attempt to cross over their ancestors or past.Debtors and creditors, because they think that they are really doing so in their daily practices, and that is already good enough.
那也有人说，哎呀，法师啊，你们写牌位就是你们道场靠这个为生嘛，如果没有，所以你们才要牌位，要众生写牌位，是如果没有牌位，你们就没有生计啦，生活就不能维持啦。也有人居士这么说。
So.Some there are lay people who may comment and say, "Oh, these plaques are actually just for the survival of the monastery."
那我就告诉他说，排位对一个灵魂来说是他暂时灵魂，如果他没到极乐世界，是他灵魂的一个依止处，是一个他灵魂的一个住的暂时依靠的地方。有了万，他在万法会里面写了牌位呢，他等于有了 visa， 他有了护照，可以进万佛城跟大家一起拜佛。虽然跟你有仇恨，但是呢，他那每个众生呢都有佛性，所以这么殊胜法会呢，他也愿意拜佛。只要他肯修行，那么他然后加上你很忏悔，那你们之间的这个恩怨呢，也很容易消解，很容易化解的。尤其当你在说话，当你在睡觉的时候呢，你的业障，你的冤亲债主呢，他可以来拜佛，不然呢，他只好跟着你随身包，随着你跑。他想拜佛呢也不行，因为你跑掉了，他只好跟着你到处跑来跑去。那如果他今天有牌位呢，他可以跟着大家一起共修，他可以自己呢来拜佛。
These plaques are actually a place for the deceased to have a temporary home. It's like they are given a visa to come to the city of 10,000 Buddhas and to take part in this bowing ceremony or bowing repentance. So in this way, they can, together with the assembly, practice. And because of this, your karmic enmity with them could dissolve. So if you, if there is no plaque, then your karma will be following you everywhere. And when you leave the Buddha hall or not here, then they don't have the opportunity to bow in repentance and to practice the Dharma.
有一个人呢，替他父亲写牌位。那么他妈妈呢，不知道，他妈妈在台湾，在万佛忏的时候给他父亲写了牌位。结果他打电话到台湾去，妈妈你最近好吗？因为母亲节到了，妈妈你好吗？那个时候正是万佛忏刚开始起忏的时候，那他就说起忏不久之前嘛，就母亲节，然后他就找时间跟妈妈说母亲节快乐，因为他忙了没时间跟妈妈说好。结果他妈说，哎呀，我梦到你爸爸了。哦，你梦到爸爸，什么爸爸怎么样呢？
So there's a person who wrote a plaque on behalf of her mom, and it's huh? Oh, he deceased that, and so on Mother's Day, and prior to the bowing repentance, she decided to call home to wish her mother Happy Mother's Day, and. So, and her mom told her, I dreamt of your dad.
那她说，因为她在万佛忏的时候给她父亲立了牌位嘛，她母亲不知道，她妈妈就说，哦，我妈妈不是，我看到你爸爸一直往一个地方跑，一个很亮的地方一直去。我说，哎，你别去多位。她因为她台湾人嘛，她就说你要去哪里？那她爸爸说，去拜佛啦。她说像拜佛，她说去哪里拜佛？万佛城啦。啊，这是他爸爸在梦里边跟他讲的，跟他妈妈讲的，就是他就他妈妈就说你去哪里？我去拜佛，去哪里拜佛？去万佛城拜佛。这是他想，怎么回事啊？我给爸爸写牌位，想不到爸爸真的来了，来拜佛了。
So and the mom told the daughter that.Actually, the mom did not know that the daughter wrote a plaque on behalf of her dad. And the mom explained the dream to the daughter. That is, she saw her father, her daughter's father, running towards a bright light. And she asked him, where are you going? And the daughter's father replied, I'm going to bow.Where? At the city of 10,000 Buddhas.
那所以呢，这个拜佛的殊胜，万佛忏的殊胜呢， 不只是人知道，那么连这个幽冥众生呢，一切众生呢都知道。希望我们珍惜，好好的拜忏，阿弥陀佛。
So the 10,000 Buddha's repentance is a very auspicious event, not just for Earth's human beings, but all living beings. So I encourage everyone to sincerely bow in repentance. 阿弥陀佛。